This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 past the hour, Thursday, July the 8th is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, reacting to what's going on in our lives, your lives. That's a good question. Are you reacting to things in your life, or are you responding to things? Would you say that you're ladies reacting to life? You feel sometimes out of control? I think we all hear that, all feel that. If you're in control, I think that means that you're happy. If you're out of control, that means you're unhappy. Yes or no? Is that?
I bet you're a little of both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all. Isn't that normal?
I think
we make so much out of abnormalities. That is, the news media does. We seem to be focused on things that are abnormal or different, rather than the things that are kind of good and that bring us together. And I look at what's going on in the world. Is it helpful or hopeful that leaders of our country, for example, extend good wishes or connections, want to make connections with people from other countries? I see that Biden is going to host the king from Jordan at the White House next week. Jordan is one of those Middle Eastern countries that, at least as far as I recall, and in my circle, it seems they're friends. And they have always been. Remember, who was the king of Jordan before that was married to the American? Remember his name? What was his name? Anybody remember? Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago.
I don't.
Yeah. Anyway, I can see him.
Wasn't that King Hussein of Jordan?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was.
Oh, was it?
And his wife. Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
There's so many Husseins, I don't know which country.
There's so many, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's like,
but their kids all were, their kids were all schooled here in America.
Yes.
The two daughters had applied, actually, to the school that I went to, and they didn't accept them because they couldn't protect them with security. But, yeah, all their kids, I think because of the American mother, that's why all the kids were over here. Yeah.
I remember when the previous king, I was working in Cleveland at the time. So it would have been probably in the 70s. He had his own plane, and he was ill, and he was brought to the Cleveland Clinic. So I remember seeing his plane parked at Cleveland Hopkins Airport and thinking, oh, that's kind of cool, because it had all of the symbols, you know, the sword and all that stuff they have in Middle Eastern symbols. I know that sounds rather simplistic, but that's what I remember. The palm tree and the sword. And what else did you see in the back? It was a 10-11. I remember it was green. Isn't that silly? Why do I remember that? From 1970-something. The color of his plane and the symbols on the back of it. And that it was an L-1011. Just
because you're a plane nerd.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It made
all right.
Mark.
Speaking of nerds, let's go to Jennifer now and find out what's going on in L.A. L.A. has become the new Chicago with all of the shootings, the killings. Summertime sometimes brings that out, but is Chicago going to give way to L.A. in terms of the numbers, Jennifer?
I don't know if it's going to give way to L.A. Chicago is pretty bad. The president was there yesterday meeting with Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and once again, not really going into the inner city. Instead, he was in Crystal Lake and not really dealing with the problems
nice
of the inner city
town.
Violence. Right. Mm-hmm. Crystal Lake is a suburb.
Nice. Yeah, it's a
yeah,
nice suburb. Yeah,
Crystal Lake and Fox River Grove. That's actually where my grandparents were born, in Fox River Grove.
Yeah.
A lot of farm country out there. At least there used to be. I think they've knocked down a lot of it and built up houses. But in any case, I don't know if that gets to the root cause of the violence by not seeing it. In Los Angeles, we've just done, and in California just in general, the spiking crime numbers are insane. You've got not only shootings on the rise, homicides on the rise, but this theft issue is huge. People are getting their catalytic converters stolen from their cars in their front yard.
Yeah.
Stores are, like, literally just letting people walk out with $900 worth of merchandise. So they know if they call the police can't do anything about it. It's not even a felony to steal $900 worth of stuff. So people know there's no consequences. If there's if there's no consequences,
if
there are no consequences, how can you implement law and order? Why even ask the police to come out if they can't do anything? And now they're getting into this cycle of just allowing people to get arrested, and then they're out on the streets again in like 3 hours. Many of them just committing crimes for a second time.
How do people think that's okay?
I don't know.
That's the thing that baffles
me. You know, there is a fight back. I mean, people are putting recall efforts against George Gascon, who is the district attorney in Los Angeles, very progressive, Soros-funded. Chesa Bodine, who's the DA in San Francisco, related to Bill Ayers.
San Francisco
is
like a whole different world from Los Angeles. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, there's a study out in the National Review this week that suggests that American men are suffering a friendship recession. What does that mean? Let's talk about your husbands and your boyfriends. Does your fiance, Jeff,
Jennifer? I want to talk about you, actually. What about your man friends?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What about my man friends?
Well, you're the only man here, so why don't you talk about your man friends?
I prefer the company of women most of the time, but I have, in terms of my male friends, interesting, I just sent an email to a fellow that's a very close friend of mine in Ohio. He was on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg, whose birthday is today. I tend to normally, when I see those and reminded, I send a birthday wish, and often I get the responses, I was the only one who remembered, or something like that. I have many friends. I don't have many great, close, personal friends, either male or female. That's just always been the way. I've always been pretty much to myself and continue to be that way in my maturity. But
well,
I do have...
The survey that's out, just so you know what this is all based on, is that they're saying after, you know, COVID is, some of the restrictions are finally lifted, that people are trying to get back to socializing again. But they're saying over the last 30 years in this country that close friends that Americans say they have just in general are down, and they say that it's particularly bad for men. So what you're talking about,
I don't have
close friends.
A lot of, I have a few friends, like Charlie Zizitsky, I would say is her. He's a very
you
good
could,
friend.
But you isolate. I mean, I feel
I
like.
Care to,
I mean, yeah, I feel like we're family,
your
but
father,
I feel like
exactly your father.
Yeah, but I don't feel good. Like you don't. Yeah, but I don't know if you call and you know. I don't know.
I just sent your father an email, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but sending an email is not a friendship. That's he lives. You know, the Jen's dad lives on the other coast. Like I, yeah. What Jen's getting
try,
at
you,
is
I'll give
how
you his
often
number. You call him
friends.
And see how often you get a return call, phone call.
Hey,
men don't call men. They just don't.
I disagree. My husband spends way more time on the phone than I do. He has one friend that they talk to each other almost every day on the phone. He has a group of buddies that every night they play Call of Duty together. And it's less about the game they're playing. It's more about the camaraderie and what they're talking about. It's a video game. But you have, like, headsets and you can actually talk to each other.
Really? Hmm.
Well, they say that the percentage of men with at least six close friends fell by half since 1990, so from 55% to 27%.
Well, so why
they
are you
also
asking
found that
me?
The percentage of men without any... Well, we're talking about the survey now. I'm not asking you anything. The study also found the percentage of men without any close friends jumped from 3% to 15%. Now, I think as we get older, I think we start to reprioritize. I think if you ask younger people, they say they have a lot of close friends. Forget the gender at this point. I think when you ask young people, they say, oh, I have this best friend and that best friend, and everybody's a best friend. But I think as you get older, you start to realize that you need less of that, because obviously life gets in the way. You have less time to socialize. So you want your time spent to be with the core of people that you really... True
that's
love,
what my
right?
in this circumstance.
It becomes quality
you're
over
a core.
Quantity.
You're a core. The three of you, I spend more time and you with me than we do with any other human being during the course of our day. We spend hours together every day, and I must tell you, and you know it anyway, that I enjoy the time I spend with you as much as anything that I do with my life. There are other people I have. Friends, I would say that they were good people who ask about me, the guys across the street. if they haven't heard from me for a couple of 3 or 4 days, call me to find out how I'm doing, what's going on, are you okay, everything fine, and, you know, that sort of thing. Mostly my business associates. I've become very close to Tucker, the actor. I'm certainly close with my son and with my lawyer. Well, my kids are my friends, but my lawyer, Arthur, is a very close friend. I don't necessarily sit down and think about, okay, who are my friends? But if you ask me to tell you who my friends are, better yet, who do I like to spend time with? And that is, I think that's, I mean, I have great fun with the people on the farm that work with me. We have fun all the time. We laugh and joke and kid each other. I think that's what, I don't have to sit down like having to go to the bathroom every day and figure, okay, I better spend this much time with this person and that much time.
They say single men are the worst in this kind of category. They say 1 in 5 American men who are unmarried and aren't in a relationship report not having any close friends at all. So kind of
women, because so many relationships, if you think about it, like the women are the ones who really provide the sort of social life and book things and book, you know, vacations and book dinner parties and things like that. The men don't really organize any of that.
I'm happy the way, and there are friends I have, there are a couple of lady friends that I have that invite me to dinner with frequency, and I go spend a couple hours with them chatting up whatever's going on normally in their lives, but they're interested in what's going on in my life and what's going on the farm. Not many of them know much about my radio work, so that doesn't become a subject of conversation. But that's the reason I brought it up is because I thought it was an interesting way to get people to think about things. The other side of this is that people are so narcissistic. Some people are so narcissistic. They're so related or wrapped up in themselves that they don't have time or give time to other folks unless it's about them. And that comes more with people who are fire signs than anything else, I find. It's always about them.
Watch for people in there around 30 too. I have a friend in my life right now who's going through this kind of decline of friendship, right? So I think there are a lot of people when they hit adulthood where they go, wait, I don't have all these friends. I only have this that circle. And that can be hard, I think.
I think you're right. Yep. All right. I just got my latest word of the day from Word Genius. I have these websites I sign up. As I said earlier, I like to get more words into my vocabulary. And today's word is pirouette, P-E-R-O-R-A-T-E, but that's second to jackhole, which was Victoria's word of the day.
What word is this? I've never heard of this word.
P-E-R-O-R-A-T-E. That is from this one site. And yeah, a lot of times.
What does
it
mean?
Pirouette. It's part of it's a verb, and basically it means to speak. It means to talk too much, basically. That's appropriate. The commencement speaker pirouetted for 40 minutes. That's the bride begged her father not to pirouette at the wedding reception. All right, get the context.
I've never heard anyone use that word ever, have you?
No, well, that's why we're adding it to your vocabulary right now.
No, that's
so
not going to
stick. Expand. What do you mean it's not going to stick?
Because it's a terrible word, and it's not going to stick.
There we go.
There are a lot of other ways that you can say any of those things and
But this is a new and interesting way. That's interesting.
No, this is not interesting.
I find it interesting. So you may not
all right,
find it interesting.
Because you parouette all
potato.
The time.
Of yes.
course you would like it.
I'm going to stop parouetting right now because it's 19 past the hour. Thank you very much. Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Aha! 23 after the hour now. It's trending time, social media time. Jay Kirshner is here with her best face forward, I would say. But I think she always has her best face forward, best thoughts forward, trending things. I think we need to get beyond the spear stuff because I think we've had enough of that sort of thing. So let's talk about Kobe Bryant right after this.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
All right, let's get to it, Jay. The situation with Kobe Bryant's crash, the husband of one of the victims, has auditioned for America's Got Talent. Is that
interesting? Yeah, he received a standing ovation not only from the judges, but all of the audience. His wife was killed in the helicopter crash that killed Kobe and his daughter Gigi and others. His wife was one of the coaches with the team, yes.
What's his talent, this guy?
He can sing.
Is he good?
Yeah, he made it. He made it through to the next round.
And this guy is 51 years old too, right? It's not like he was a spring chicken. Most of the people that are on these shows are younger, are they not? How often do you see somebody?
America's Got Talent.
It goes
though.
Across the board. Really? Yeah, you have some like teeny tinies and some of the older people. No, this
will
man
give a
Matt
shot to like an older singer, which is a great. That's one of the best parts about America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and Matt Mouser, he sang a rendition of Against All Odds by Phil Collins. He brought his three children up on stage. And he even said if he makes it all the way through and wins the $1 million prize, he's donating 100% of the winnings to his wife's foundation.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Good. All right, here's somebody who's not so happy, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. This is still going on. I mean, can't they get the message? They
longest
don't like each other.
Ever.
Right? Well, and so she's filed documents to ask the judge to lift a restraining order on the transfer of their assets because she and Brad Pitt have the wine brand, the winery.
Right. Nouvelle, it's called.
Yeah, their winery. And she wants to sell her stake. She already has a buyer. It's on the table. But she's worried that if it takes too long.
For her stake or the whole thing? How much?
For her stake.
$60 million for her. Wow, this stuff is worth that kind of dough?
That's how much the couple snapped up the vineyard in 2011. It was $60 million. So she has a buyer on the table she's worried about is going to walk away if this takes too long. And her law team got with Brad Pitt's law team to try to get this done outside of the courts, and they were like, well, we'll get back to you. And she didn't want to wait, so that's why she was like, okay, she's trying to get the judge to approve lifting that restraint.
All right, Danny Trejo, he's the Pac Mark tough guy, right?
He's the tough guy. He's a character actor in so many different things. Yeah. Now, he was in prison with Charles Manson back in 1961. This was before the Manson killing springs and everything. And he said Charles Manson actually hypnotized him. And he was so good that if he didn't go into being a career criminal, he could have been a professional hypnotist. Which begs the question about the Manson family, were they hypnotized?
Well, were they all hypnotized? Yeah, that's a great question. And it makes sense, in a sense, doesn't it? Really, when you think about it, you dig around in it. 28 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A falling tree killed a person in Florida as Tropical Storm Elsa moved through Wednesday, and 11 people were injured in Georgia when a suspected tornado touched down at a submarine base. Almost all of the injuries at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay were classified as condition green, meaning not life-threatening. The storm continues up the I-95 corridor today with 45-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. The mayor of Miami-Dade in Florida told reporters on Wednesday that emergency crews that have been working around the clock to find survivors in the Surfside building collapse have refused to leave the site despite being told they could go home. The site is now in recovery mode. Wisconsin's governor, Democrat Tony Evers, this month vetoed legislation that would restrict county clerks and the state election commission from accepting private funding for administering elections. He said he vetoed the bill because he objects to restrictions on local governments potentially using supplemental funding for election administrations. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Overcrowded U.S. immigration detention centers have a huge spike in COVID-19 infections in recent months. That's according to a New York Times report. The paper found that more than 7,500 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in border detention centers between April and last week. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News says the Biden administration has chosen immigrants over the safety of the American people.
The Biden administration is making a choice between migrants and Americans, and they're telling the wrong people to stay home. They literally are trying to shut down our economy. And I keep emphasizing to folks that the biggest health crisis facing our country today is the Biden administration. Because we may have 3 vaccines for COVID, but there's no cure for stupid. And what the Biden administration is doing is just plain dumb, Sean. You know that there are millions of people illegally crossing our southern border. A small percentage of them have been adequately vaccinated. They're packed into detention centers. Could be a catastrophe, not only a public health crisis. And so the Biden administration, as you know, is trying to get rid of Title 42, which essentially President Trump used to literally expel hundreds of thousands of people out of this country for public health reasons. So which is it, Joe Biden? Do we have a public health crisis where we're going to lock down our economy, or alternatively, we're going to go ahead and let people in and gut Title 42, which is designed to protect the public health?
Border infections make up more than 40% of all reported cases in ICE facilities since the start of the pandemic. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have a mind for the metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts. 34 after the hour as we move on the DJV program onward, upward, forward with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The pictures of Madonna that are floating around, the ladies have much to say about her face. So, ladies, help yourself.
Well, first of all, I just sent the picture. Did you guys actually see the picture yet?
Yeah, I did. That's why I referenced it.
And what did you think?
I don't recognize her.
Right.
I would not have known that was Madonna.
No.
Yeah. She's had so many facelifts and so much work done that her head is a complete triangle now.
What does this do to your body? I mean, we know what it does to your physicality, but all these operations, what toll does it take on your system? That would be the question that I have for people who do a lot of this stuff once or twice. I don't know, but cheap or scrub.
Most of it's injections, isn't it?
I mean, she's had multiple facelifts, but yeah.
Okay.
But she also, remember her brother, her snarky gay brother, who was like, yeah, I haven't talked to her since her third facelift. So, yeah, she's definitely gone under the knife a lot, because injections can't completely change the shape of your face.
No,
like her face is a triangle now.
Right.
It's bizarre.
But
well,
why do people find that?
Smile. That's why she's sticking her tongue out in the
right.
photo.
But what do people find attractive? What in the world?
I don't know.
That's what I don't understand. What people, honestly, I just don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something, but.
I mean, Madonna's 63. Like, yeah, I mean, she looks great for 53, you know, but still, like, at some point.
Well, her body looks good, but her face.
Yeah, but at some point, like,
no.
I don't know. I mean, I'm all for doing as much as you want to do that makes you feel good about you. Like, I have no shame
whatsoever. Well, how do you feel good about that? Is that the question?
In some warped way, maybe she does feel good about it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, pleasing yourself, not us. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary yesterday. Isn't it sweet? 75. What's her name? I think Rosalind Smith or Rosalind Jones or something like that was her name. They were high school sweethearts. They're both in their 90s. I think Jimmy Carter is 96. She's 94, something like that. But imagine, Victoria and Jay, you at that age with the husbands that you presently have. Do you ever think about that? What's it going to be like for our life? You were asking me about friends in the last half hour. So what about husbands and wives and what they feel? Can you imagine what your life will be like when you are Jimmy and Rosalind Carter's age, Jay?
Probably a lot of the same as it is now, just slower moving. Yeah. I mean,
so
we make each other laugh, and I think that's going to continue. I hope that
super.
Continues at least.
That's fabulous. Yeah, that's great. And I think, I've not seen you with your husband, but I've been with Victoria and Lewis, and they're sweet. They're comfortable with each other. They obviously care about each other. And I think no matter who you are, what your personality is, that's a tough row to hoe. It is, speaking from experience, because I've had a lot of it. And I've, for whatever the reason, never found what the two of you obviously have found. Well, I think I found it, but then either I screwed it up or it got screwed up or, you know, who knows. But finding the right person isn't something that you find. You don't go looking for somebody. And that's one of the messages to people that go on all of the dating sites and stuff. And most of the people that I met in the last certainly 20 years of my life have been people who have approached me from being on some of these specialty sites, because I don't social, as you happily pointed out.
I don't think it makes us happy, actually. I think it's something that Jen is like a third, you know, is like a second daughter to you. So, you know, it's something that she has been concerned about, you know, like making sure. I think this is one of the reasons why single men die a lot younger than single women do. Because women are just, that's a fact. I mean, that's not an alternate fact, that's a real fact.
I get it. Yeah.
But I think part of it is loneliness.
Yeah,
I think part of it is
isolation. Yeah, right. I'm not isolated, nor am I lonely. So.
Right, and I think that's a good thing that you have the farm and all the stuff that do. But I think for a lot of older men, it's, you know, you always see the older guy in the diner by himself, right? You never see the older woman by herself.
No.
So, and I think that maybe it doesn't bother men. I know, like, in our society, that's something that's very common. You know, when you see a single woman walk into a restaurant and get a table for one, it's still kind of like, oh, is there anyone else joining you? And a lot of times no one asks that about a man.
No.
So there's still part of that. But I think that there's some isolation and some loneliness that happens with older single men. And, I think that that could be a contributing factor maybe to the lifespan not being as long.
Here's what I would tell you about my situation. One of the reasons, there are three reasons that I do this program, that I'm still on the air after 57 years of being a broadcaster. I get great pleasure. As a matter of fact, I may get more pleasure out of doing it now than I ever have. I'm actually much better at it, and I've become better at it because of you. The three of you have gotten me to focus on things that are important to focus on. Not that I haven't always done that on the air, but it's sort of a different twist now, and I realize it. So there's that. Plus, I need to keep working for all kinds, for economic reasons, for my own psychological benefit. It's very good for me to get up in the morning and jump into action mode and to be here. And my mind has to be sharp because I'm, you know, exchanging witticisms with the likes of the three of you. And it's
important.
Well,
it keeps you young.
Yeah,
think
it certainly
about it.
Does. Yeah.
I don't know a single other person your age who could literally have a conversation about what Britney Spears is going through right now. You're the only person. So that, I mean, even though that's knowledge that you probably don't want or maybe don't care about,
well,
but that's
no,
still...
No, I do care about her because I think it's an outrage. I've often...
Oh, it is,
I told you that when she moved in down the street from me, in the first house I owned in Santa Monica, she was in there's a high-rise three blocks down, and she was... Living on
was
the top floor in the penthouse.
At the time?
Yeah, she was with Federline at the time.
Yeah.
And it was a complete circus.
Oh,
but I remember seeing her a couple of times kind of on the beach. I mean, she had people around her, but she had her kids with her. And I thought she looked good. I thought she seemed kind of... There was something about her that I found very appealing in terms of a friendly way, a respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never did quite... I mean, I understood that she was... with probably some bad people, and she did some things that probably wouldn't have been my choice to do. But in terms of what her energy was about, see, I'm an energy person. I look at people's body language. I can tell you a lot about people in a very short period of time, and that's kind of why I'm good at what I do, in listening to people. I can hear stuff and figure people out fairly quickly, and at this point, I don't have a lot of time or patience with people who are, to use the word of the day again, jackholes. So it just, you know, that's kind of the way it is. And I think a lot of people need to separate that stuff in their lives. They need to know who and what it is they like, and not necessarily, you don't have to put other people down. That's not positive. But just stay away from people that don't do it for you. And
that's true.
You know, that's one of my secrets, I think, is to just stay the heck away from people I don't like. And it's easy. Sometimes I stir the pot, however. Last night we had a couple
Didn't you have some like big town meeting that
where
I'm sure people wanted to like burn you at the stake?
Well, they don't like it because I'm very frank. I don't. I tell people as I feel. I don't. the other word of the day. Who needs somebody to give you a lot of guff and BS? I would never be a good politician. I'm very involved in local politics, but I am not a good politician. As a matter of fact, the lady who's the state rep, who's really somebody I'm quite fond of, who's about to get a big job in Washington with the Biden administration, she and I were talking recently about. You know, who was running for this, and I introduced, I got the guy that I want to be mayor, I put together with the two state reps. Not that they didn't know each other, but I sort of introduced them to the idea in a four-way Zoom call that we had. And I said to Maria after the conversation, you know, I'm not really a politician, but I like making sure this. And she says, yeah, you are. You're the closest thing to a politician that we have in town. And I sort of chuckled about that, whether I am or I'm not. I'm not one who goes quietly or thinks that things, and you hear me talk about it here all the time, the sort of things that I think are important are things that we need to get involved in. And we need to have more passions and more thoughtfulness, if you will. And so anyway, that's kind of why we're here. How about that, boys and girls? Math 2-0 day. Now, this is something I will have I have no interest in it, but I have no knowledge. So I'll pass it over to you because I don't understand. I understand old math. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. 8 and 8 is 16. 16 and 16 is 32. 32 and 32 is 64. 64 and 64 is 128, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The new math. Oh, no. And there's,
this isn't about new math. This is math 2.0 day. So
what does that mean? What is it?
Well, it's a day that sort of, you know, it was started by the math interest group, and it's to promote and enable the use of math online as well as mathematics education in the fields of finance and engineering and medicine and social sciences, things like that. And so, and then they talk about, you know, Pythagoras and Kepler.
I loved Pythagoras. That I did. But I liked his name. That's why I paid attention to it.
Mm.
So tell me this. The international headquarters for MathWorks is here. As you know, this area that I live in is a hotbed of big corporate headquarters. So MathWorks, what do they do? What is
I've
MathWorks?
Never heard of MathWorks. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No. Yeah, there's same.
Oh. All right. Well, then maybe we better look it up, and we can do that while I do a couple of commercials. How about them, apples? The underscore of how susceptible we have been to the air we breathe is one of the discussions that is legion now and has been certainly for the last year and a half because of all of the threats that we've learned more about, the bacteria in the air, the pollution, allergens you hear us talking about every day. All of us have allergies, and so that's why we all use the best, the premier way to keep your nose clean is Navage. Navage ensures you'll have proper nasal cleansing easily every morning and every night. That's what you get, thanks to Navage. So if you want to breathe more clearly, if you want to feel better and be better, then clean that nasty crud out of your nose every morning and every night. You'll get rid of the problems you have with allergies, or certainly it'll be much better, mitigated somewhat. I think, Victoria, that's mm-hmm. what you felt.
Oh, it's a game changer. And also, I would recommend, if you're new to Navage, I know it's a bit of an investment, but if you suffer from chronic sinus and allergy issues like I do, it's so yeah. worth it. And the yeah. Navage Challenge, it's a 14-day challenge, which I did, and it's use it in the morning and at night. After that, you don't have to use it twice a day. You can kind of use it whenever you need
it.
But the
yeah.
Navage Challenge, do the 14 days and see how you feel. It's a game changer.
Navage. Backed by the no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction, you can buy it now at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now, and that means movie moments here on the DJV program. Victoria and Jay and I are going to get into the movie news because Chucker is not with us today. That's his loss and our loss because he always has colorful things to talk about. He'll be back, I'm sure, tomorrow to talk about what's going to be the big movie perhaps for the weekend. I promise I will not do any more spoiler stuff on F9, maybe. We'll get to that. We'll figure it out after these words.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marsis' Customer Loyalty Index found out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marsis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
All right, so ladies, What are we, Robert Downey Sr., I'd forgotten there was even a Robert, I mean, I know there's a Robert Downey Jr., but I had forgotten there was a Robert Downey Sr. who was a filmmaker and sort of set the stage for his son in many ways, because I think his son was in some of those early movies.
Yeah,
wasn't
he was. He started at age 5. He said it was a way for him to know where his kid was.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
right.
Put him in
And his kid was
movies.
Lots of trouble. well into his adult, his 40s before he figured himself out, right?
Yeah.
But he made a lot of really kind of weird movies, none of the kinds of things that I would go to see. He was in some conventional movies later on as an actor.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, the story is that he died. We didn't say that. Right. He passed away from Parkinson's, which is Robert Downey Jr. said it was just a really awful battle for years.
See. Right. Beginning next year, Universal Theatrical releases heading to Peacock. This is more confusing. All of these sites and all of this stuff. When I was in the movie theater to see F9 the other night, the trailers, I always like to go, if I haven't been in the movies for a while, I want to see what the trailers are. The movies coming out are crap. Awful. Just the same old garbage of monsters beating up on other monsters or scaring people.
Well, there's nothing really big coming out,
chopping
right?
people's heads off and all that other stuff.
Yeah, it's horror stuff. Awful. But there's nothing really big coming out, I think, until this Christmas, maybe?
James Bond is out. I think it's October they're putting it. I think it's out late October. Yeah. So.
And then the Downton Abbey movie is going to be out around Christmas time.
Christmas time. Yep, that'll be good. That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the point I'm making here in part is that all of the movies that were shown in the trailers all said exclusive theatrical or in theaters only or something like that, making a point or making the point that they are, some of the people that are making movies are sick of all of this business of going to Peacock or whatever the streaming thing is, Netflix. And it's too bad because there's a movie that Mark Wahlberg is in now that's on Netflix. I have Netflix, but I probably won't see it because I never get that far. If I'm watching television, I go to the major networks first, and then I go to HBO, and then I go to the old Cowboys. And by the time I'm out of time, so
the
I never go.
The old Cowboys? What's that?
Oh, I love the old cowboy movies. There's a channel on Stars, an old Western channel.
All right.
That's one of the old cowboys.
Well, but going back to this story, though, Universal, this is actually good for theater owners because they've struck a deal where movies will be in theaters, and then you'll have to wait 3 months, three or four months, and then you'll see stuff on streaming. So it's kind of going back to the old model of DVDs.
They have to.
Really.
Right. And people, when we get more comfortable, when I was in the theater the other night, it was the dine-in theater. So it's not as big as some of the big auditoriums. And there were, 23, 24 people that were in there. The theater was maybe a third full. And it was like 6:30 at night. So the next crowd that would have come in after that would have been bigger because it was later. But I felt very comfortable. People, I think, are beginning to feel comfortable. Problem is they've hired these dumb kids. I mean, they are just stupid. The people, and they're all talking to themselves. They don't wait on the customers. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so that's my...
that's the curmudgeon report.
There it is. There's the movie report.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.